And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has finally gained access to the mysterious Fourth Tower. After climbing the steps from the base of the tower, Jack found himself in front of a large door with cast iron hinges. Opening the door, he found himself in the living room of the Inverness mansion. But somehow it was different. Planets and stars shone brightly through the windows. He suddenly realized he was adrift in space. After a series of events we won't go into now, after all, it's the past anyhow, Jack stands again in the doorway of the tower, about to return inside. He hesitates. The stars are growing dimmer. The room is becoming brighter. The walls of the living room seem to stretch upward, higher and higher, until they become the steep sides of a mountain. The furniture dissolves into trees and rocks and boulders. Where the fishbowl rested upon the table is now a lake, with birds chattering happily among the cattails and marsh reeds. Where the ceiling was is now the sky, deep blue, cloudless. Where the heavy glass chandelier hung is now the sun, directly overhead, flooding the valley with soft warmth. At his feet, a narrow yellow brick road begins, or ends, and stretches out, weaving through the valley and disappearing out of sight. Where the bookcase stood is now woods, green and alive with the sound of birds and a warm breeze gently rustling the leaves. Jack stands there, bewildered by this strangeness that has taken place before his eyes. He stands silent for a moment, awed by the gentle beauty of this valley. He opens himself, all his senses alerted as he absorbs the valley. Jack is well aware that he is but a mere soft-backed bug in the presence of very powerful magic. Then he starts down the yellow brick road. He continues for some time until he comes to the lake. He stops, looks at his reflection, and drops a pebble into the water.
Makes a good circle. Why am I here? Where does this road lead? I don't think I'll get lost, since it must still be a part of Inverness. But I don't know.
Howdy, stranger!
Oh, it's old Farseeing Art. No, it's not. This fellow's much shorter, younger. Sure sounded like old Art. Howdy! Wow, that's weird. He's just gliding along. It looks like he's floating a few inches off the road.
How you doing, young feller?
Well, I'm all right so far. Hey, how do you do that?
Sail along, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's simple. First, you pick up one foot.
Yeah.
That's right. Then t'other, and... No. You don't put the first foot down again.
Well, I understand what you mean, but it doesn't seem to work for me.
Take off your boot there.
Okay.
Now, let me see. No wonder. What are you wearing them things for?
Those are my toes.
I think they get in your way bunched up the end of your boot there. Why don't you carry them in your pocket?
Well, I happen to be fond of those toes, and they're going to stay right where they are.
This little pig went to market.
Hey.
This little pig stayed home.
Would you please stop that?
Aren't they a lot like little piggies?
Oh, wow, another weirdo. Look, tell me something. Am I safe in this place?
Safe's a bean and bucket.
Yeah. Well, where does this brick road lead to?
Leads to the palace of the Wicked Kubla Kubla.
Wicked Kubla Kubla? I thought you said this place is safe.
Where you're standing be safe.
I don't understand any of this. It's like a fairy tale.
Yep. But it figures.
What figures?
Sit down, sonny, and I'll explain it to you. You see that tower there is a way of getting up to the different planes. Your third plane being, and this here's a fourth plane. Now what you're seeing is only a part of you. Because a part of you exists in all the planes. Like where do fairy tales come from? From here. Like when you get zapped with an inspiration. She comes from that part of you that exists in that plane. That's why you got a book there and that ain't been published yet on your plane. These things are let go according to the big plan. Now the thing you gotta do is you wanna grow and get out of here with your hide intact and integrate yourself with all your planes. And that's what you're doing, even though you didn't know it. But you're in a special situation. Very special.
I don't understand any of this.
Well, sonny, it's a lot like when people die on your plane, you know? And their ghosts hang around because they're attached to that place. They remain the same. If they were miserable in life, they're miserable in death. You need a body to work things out.
Is that true?
I ain't finished. So you see, there's demons lurking around filled with mischief, and they'd love to get their claws on a body like yours. Yep, they sure would.
I think I'm beginning to see.
Even all the heavenly gods have great respect for your human body. It's a sacred thing, sonny. Yep, as they say, around these parts a good body is worth a thousand dreams.
Having found access to the mysterious fourth tower, Jack Flanders finds himself in a strange valley. Following a narrow yellow brick road, Jack encounters someone strangely similar and yet physically different from that old far-seeing Art. Speaking with the fellow, Jack learns about the dangers that lurk in this peaceful valley.
Temptation, greed, envy, jealousy, you name it. It has a particular vibration of its own and attracts a like vibration. The stronger it is, the more it attracts. Since you ain't no saint yet, watch out. Kubla Kubla and his band of demented dwarfs would love to have your hide stretched out on his throne. You see?
Yeah, I think I'll stay here in the valley.
That's what you ought to do if you had a choice.
What does that mean?
You're looking for Sir Henry Giles, ain't ya?
You know about Lord Giles?
He passed through here some time back.
Well, did he make it through all right?
Dunno. He followed that yellow brick road there, right through the palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla.
There's no way of going around?
Nope. Runs right past the foot of his throne, so's he can leer down at every traveler.
But people do get through.
All the time. But as I said, most don't take their bodies long with them. Like you and Giles and some others. But there's advantages.
Like what?
Your aura.
You mean my aura?
Yeah, your aura. Them demons try to get you one or two ways. Breaking down your mind so your aura gets weak. And it can puncture through, or simply finding a weak spot in your aura and hammer away.
You mean the aura will act as armor?
Yep. You seem pretty healthy, though. Should be a good match.
Well, that makes me feel better. Anything else?
Yep. Don't fight 'em.
What?
Can't likely win if you fight 'em on their own ground. The energy you put out to keep them away will only weaken you, and they'll come in closer.
I think I see.
Only if you're not attached can you fight them and whop them good, you see?
Yeah, I gotta keep cool.
You gotta be cool without any gotting to be anything.
That's pretty subtle.
Yep. That's why not so many people get by him.
Well, thanks a lot. I don't know what would have happened to me if you hadn't come along.
When you need someone to tell you something, just stop and listen. They'll be there. Hmm.
Well, thanks again. I'll be safe.
Hey, ain't you gonna take a weapon?
What kind of weapon?
Seeing you don't got nothing, take this a here staff of mine.
You mean that stick?
That stick is as flexible as a sword, sonny. Many a wise-ass demon's had his smart remarks cleaved in two by Sarah here. Take good care of her.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Sarah.
Don't you start getting smart with her. See you later, alligator.
Oh, well. Onwards to the palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla.
Oh, and remember, how Sarah...
Who was that stranger?
Follow the yellow brick road. I 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 follow the yellow brick road.
The yellow brick road wove through the warm, peaceful valley. Then it started up through the mountains. Jack continued. Everything was somehow familiar to him. Suddenly he felt a presence. He looked up. And there it was, high upon a mountaintop, squatting like a giant jewel-encrusted toad, the seven-spiral palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla.
I'm running through this illusion at this moment. I was born at the moment of conception. I entered into an illusion. I entered into an illusion. And that illusion is my body, my personality, all of my labelable identities, my environment, everything that has ever or will ever happen to me. It's all just stuff going by. It is all within time, and who I am is not within time, because I am. I have always been, I will always be. All that which changes, changes only within the illusion, for it is all eternal. And all we see before us, everywhere we look, where we see anything, is transformation of energy. That's what you see. You see change. You be eternal and you see change.